I'll do the strut up and down your spine. I'll talk too good, but my pigs talk a whole lot better.
Okay, 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 that's enough, everybody. I don't know who all this is, hot rod talking. The guy says his pigs talk better. Are you living me? Stop the music, stop the rock and roll. You can take the Goonies, stick the Goonies in your nose. That's what you're doing, that's right. You and that goopy gelatin, step
and do whatever it is. You are a wolf, you're doing it.
Vince McMahon, Jesse Ventura reads like the who's who, but that was, I'm glad to get away from it, really.
Indeed, I was a battle royal of music if there ever was one.
I'll tell you, that's funky, chaotic rock if I ever heard it. Wasn't King Kong Bundy great?
He was off key.
Was he ever? I'll tell you, though, I happened to be next to Junkyard Dog, and he was superb, really.
Junkyard Dog, let me tell you something. The dude's got no business being in rock and roll. He sounds like a mutt with a bad bone in his mouth.
Give me a break. He's on his way downstairs to do a single right now.
As a matter of fact, I can't believe this. He's down in Studio C getting ready to do... What is this? Grab them cakes?
Michael's being set up now. Off the rope. Big huge boot by Big Daddy Cole.
Look at Diesel. He's revving the engines. Get out of there, Sean.
No, no. Good rush.
What is Sean's girl clapping for?
And Diesel now with Shawn Michaels in.
Generation Here's the weather. We're going to go right to Roosevelt. Roosevelt, how's it going? Adrian, I'm with somebody. Don't ever come here and bother me right now. Well, thanks, Roosevelt. Can't you give us a little weather? Not now, man. I'm on the balcony. I'm trying to score. Back off. Well, what's the weather like? You got a window? Open it. Thank you, Roosevelt. We'll have to go to someone else for the weather. I guess we'll have to go all the way to Washington, Weather Central, to Walter Cronkite. Walter, what's the weather like?
I just want to begin by saying to Roosevelt, D. Roosevelt, what it is, what it shall be, what it was. The weather out there today is hot and shitty, with continued hot and shitty in the afternoon. Tomorrow, chance of continued crappy with a pissy weather front coming down from the north.
Hey, Jimmy, did you put a spell on those two white boys?
Well, I think they put a spell on me. You know, we're all brothers and sisters, aren't we?
Jimmy, how much do you rely on gimmicks?
Gimmicks, there we go again. Gimmicks, man. I'm tired of people saying we rely on gimmicks. What is this? The world is nothing but a big gimmick, isn't it? Wars, napalm bombs and all that. People get burned up on TV and it's nothing but a big gimmick. Yes, we do.
Getting uptight, just let it groove its own way. Let it drain the worries away. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Lay back and dream on a rainy day. Lay back and groove.
it. We came.
It's just a bottle rock!
Oh, no. It is a means to summon us.
I seen this girl walking down the block. I said, wait! Yo, baby, you want to come to my crib? Have some donuts and milk? Listen to a pop tune, baby. Please be his ex and be my bride. Don't blame it on yourself, sweet thing. You tried, love you claim to share. Just wasn't there. You're too good for that and it wasn't fair. Love's taking its toll, your heart you stole. You was fooled by the face of a phony role. But I'll take up the slack, support you, baby. Now a knight in shining armor can only be me. I cry out your name as you hold his hand. If you're not mine soon, girl, my soul is damned. I'm looking out the window at the stormy rain and the rush of the water. It's making me sad, fantasize of the love we could have had. Cause I never met anyone like you before, and I can give you more. I pour wine for two, even though it's just me. I tried to reach you, but blind men don't see your man. It's the devil, but he gave you a ring, so you believe he's so innocent. Angels sing. The destiny of two. It's not Romeo and Juliet, it's me and you. You're being handicapped by a Don Juan rap. You can hope I disappear, girl, but I'll be back. Cause I never met anyone like you before, and I can give you more. Yes, girl, I never met anyone like you before, and I can give you more. Yours. This super love story ain't working no more. Can't you understand that my love spans higher and further than any man? You're looking to give horse right in the mouth. This time, hear me out. I don't care if you pout. You're my only desire. I fight to the death, then I'ma scream your name when I breathe my last breath. Ain't getting on my knees, but I'm oh so close to our love, our toast. All he does is boast. Cause I never met anyone like you before, and I can't give you.
Okay. Don't write this down, but I find Milton probably as boring as you find Milton. Mrs. Milton found him boring, too. He's a little bit long-winded. He doesn't translate very well into our generation, and his jokes are terrible. But that does not relieve you from your responsibility for this material. Now, I'm waiting for reports from some of you. I'm not joking. This is my job.
Now I'm lying here
with Linda on my mind.
And next to me, my soon-to-be,
the one I left behind.
And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Linda on my mind. Yes, I know that I once loved her, and I placed no one above her, and I never thought I'd ever set her free. But it just wasn't in my plans, the way Linda squeezed my hand the first time that I held her close as she danced with me. She said, "I've loved you for a long time, but you're married to a friend of mine, and I try hard to never let it show. But my love for you is stronger. I can't hide it any longer. And so I thought I'd better let you know that I'm lying here
with Linda on my mind.
And next to me, my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Linda on my mind.
Oh, my God! Red Top Hot!
Oh, please!
Red Top Hot Jeff Hardy
replay
in midair!
Replay, I'm begging!
There's a cover! 1, 2, and again, Matt Hardy saves his brother Jeff from the three count.
Have you ever seen such a clothesline?
And you talk about catching a guy in midair, literally in no man's land.
Is there a place more scary and lower than hell? Because that's where that one came from.
Hayes in now with that, what's left of that walking stick. And now the Acolytes double teaming Michael Hayes.
Uh-oh.
And oh, God, a double power bomb. Double power bomb on Hayes.
Oh.
And that'll be it. The Acolytes, as dominant
the
as they can
match.
Be.
And new World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes.
Well, King, we've had two title matches tonight, and two titles have changed hands.
Two men did beat three.
Two big bad men beat three.
And decisively.
I don't know if there's any tag team in this game that can physically stand up to the Acolytes.
Little Rex
your soul. Cautiously quick, I don't question her existence. I just question a modern me.
Dance or something like that.
We're gonna beat them socialist heads in anyway. When I get in a fight, I wanna stomp
and lock it too.
How come you like fights, Derek?
He likes to show off his muscles.
Hey, I'm gonna show him off on you, little buddy. You getting mouthier. Hey, Pony, I don't know if you ought to be in this room.
How come? I always come to before, ain't I?
Yeah, but, you know, you was in shape before, and you ain't looking so good. You tensed up all the time, you know?
Come on, Derry. Let him fight, man. Everyone's tensed up for a rumble. Skin against skin, he ain't gonna get hurt, is he?
Come on, I'll grab hold of a little one. Well, we will need every man we can get, but I don't know.
Look, if it was knives or chains or something, it'd be different. I'll be okay.
All right, but you be careful, okay?
I will be. How come you never worry about him so much?
Man, that's one kid, brother, I ain't got to worry about. This kid can use his head, at least for one thing, to grow hair on. Go!
You and Pony Boy, if the fuzz show, you beat it out of there. Hey, we'll get jailed, but you two will get the boys home. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody gonna call the fuzz in this neighborhood. This ain't no better.
Hey, all the same, you two beat it out of there. You hear me? Woo!
Quack here were the ones that killed Sarge, right?
Yeah.
Good going, kid. Curly always said you were a good kid. Curly's in a reformatory for the next 6 months.
In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily. But home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty, the main house a palace. Penthouse perfection, but what goes on? What to do there? Better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style. All of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you. disposable, darling. Can't throw you away now. Immortal and life size. My breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful. I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
We were not able to show you the footage of how Rowdy Roddy Piper defeated Hollywood Hulk Hogan with the sleeper. That footage, of course, confiscated by Eric Bischoff. Our thanks to everyone who pulled some strings and who got this tape to us. We are going to show you for the first time ever on broadcast TV. Sit down right where you are as Rowdy Roddy Piper at Starrcade defeated Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Can we roll the tape right now?
What is behind him right there? Sleeper! Oh.
He got the sleeper on Hogan!
Good night, Irene. He's got him. He's got him hooked good. Real good.
I told you. He's got him hooked good as right. And he goes down. Got him down. And the referee Anderson is still on top of the ball game right there.
Check his arms. Check his arms. He's going out. He is going out.
Yes, he is. Randy Anderson's got it up for one. He's got it up for two. What's going on here?
Well, that was enough.
We did not get to see what happened. Can anybody tell me what happened? The tape stopped. The tape broke.
What happened was
someone is in tape in the truck.
Who's in the truck?
We're trying to find out, fans. I apologize. Just talking to Craig Leathers, Keith Mitchell in our video production truck. Someone apparently went and stopped. There you hear the tape queuing up. You saw right there, I mean, the hand was going up, and it was going to be the end of Hollywood Hulk Hogan with the sleeper. We all witnessed what happened. Eric Bischoff went in the video truck and grabbed the tape.
Well, anyway, the world saw what happens. We knew about it, but now the missing footage had been recovered.
Oh,
what happened?
Don't you ever pull a stunt like that again. You or anybody else in this organization. Ever again.
Gee.
Let's take a break.
He could beat up a tape. That's impressive.
Let's take a break.
Turn it up!
That was interesting.
Turn it up!
Actually play all these, or?
Well, I play them and I cherish them. Mm-hmm. This is the top of the heap right here. There's no question about it. Look at the flame on that one.
Yes.
Look, I mean, it's quite unbelievable. This one is just, it's perfect. 1959, you know, it just, you can, listen.
How much is this?
Just listen for a minute. Listen to it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You would, though, if it were playing, because
yeah.
It really, it's famous for its sustain. I mean, you can just hold it.
Well, I mean, so you'd have to pull.
You can go and have a bite. No, you still be hearing that one.
Yeah.
Can you hold it a sec?
Yeah, sure.
This one, this of course is a custom 3 pickup. Paul, this is my radio unit.
Oh,
so
I
strap this piece on, you know, right down in here when I'm on stage.
It's
wireless. Wireless, exactly.
Yeah.
And I can play without all the mucky muck.
You can run anywhere on stage with that.
Oh, this is special too, see. Look, still got the old Tagger on it. See, never even played it. See?
You just bought it?
Don't touch it.
I wasn't gonna touch it.
No, don't touch it.
I was just pointing at it.
Don't point even.
Don't even point?
No, it can't be played. Never.
Can I look at it?
No, No, you've seen enough of that one. This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, 11,
and most of 11, these and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Yeah! is a 5-1 favorite to do just that. But Joe Gould claims the product's right hand is fine.
Jimmy will need two good hands tonight.
Griffin storms out of his corner. Things are up tempo right away.
Come on, Braddock, make a fight of it.
Sensational. They look sweet. Now, he's loading up on you. You see that? He opens up after you jab, and you got to come in there with the right. Real quick. Pop, pop, bang. Because you got to stop some of those left hands.
See any getting past my head?
Keep moving. Pop, pop, bang.
Griffin still winging big shots. He wants to be the first to stop Braddock.
He's a half a step behind you. Do you feel that? Pop, pop, bang. Stick with him. Stick with him. Busy, busy.
6 minutes of fury so far. Braddock has the little man trying to hold back an avalanche. He hits him with the left, and Braddock is stepping in close calls.
He's in front of you. Come on in, Jim.
Jimmy's finally moving.
Go again up and
The carnival has closed years ago.
Isn't that our mom calling?